KROC AM 745 at Rochester's Good Morning. Rich Peterson here, along with Carly McElroy. Is it still McElroy?
Yeah, it's still McElroy.
Well, okay.
And not going to change, hopefully.
It's still Goachman, too.
It's still Ender. Yeah. It's still Goachman. Okay.
Yes.
Well, good to have you both from the Rochester Downtown Alliance, downtownrochestermn.com.
Yeah.
When does Thursdays on First get underway? Not this week, not next week, probably in another month and a half.
Yeah, June 1st. June 1st, it's coming.
All right.
Yes. We should just play like the final countdown. Just have like a theme song.
Ooh, what
play.
A great idea.
I know.
We'll play it like nonstop on loop on our website. How about that? So I'm sure that will boost our numbers.
I like it.
I think it will, yeah. So what is happening downtown these days?
Well, we have our startup grant. So we're more than just Thursdays, I promise. Mm-hmm. So we have our startup grant, which is a grant that we offer to anyone in the community. It's for people who are interested in throwing a first-time event that celebrates arts and culture in some way in downtown. So you can apply for this grant. You can apply for up to $3,000. It's open right now, and it's open through the middle of May. So I think it closes May 16th. And you can find more information on our website, which is, of course, downtownrochestermn.com.
So what kind of art were you thinking when you were envisioning this opportunity?
You know, arts and culture in general is a pretty broad category. So, you know, if you have an idea, I think in the past they've done like poetry slams with it. Last year, Jazz Fest used it. So it could be for concerts. It could be for, you put me on the spot now.
That's right.
But, you know, there was a program last year. I think it was called Hijab for a Day, and they used it. So that was through the Muslim interfaith community.
Yeah.
And that was a great use of the funds. So, I mean, it's pretty broad.
So how many grants are going to be issued?
There's $10,000 in funding. So, you know, we can provide up to $3,000 per application. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they put on there how much they would.
Yep. So need. If it's, you know, $1,000 that you need, great. If it's $3,000 that you need, if it's $500,
Who decides?
That would be our Downtown Cultural Initiatives Committee. It's a committee that is made up of artists and kind of people who are kind of inclined towards the arts and culture category downtown. They look at all the applications.
Which there are a lot of people around
here. There definitely are. So, yeah.
They all have an opinion, too, and a
yes.
good one.
Yep.
All right. So what's the deadline for filing applications for this round?
So it's open right now. It's for 2017 events, so it have to be happening this year. And then the deadline to apply is, you know, like 11:59 p.m. on May 16th.
All right.
Yeah.
So you got a month.
That's right. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Well, you mentioned Thursdays.
Right.
So we have Thursdays on First coming up. One of the other things that I'm working on is a theme Thursday. So we have certain themes on certain Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
And one of the themes that we've done for the last 2 years, this will be its third year, is Pay It Forward. And what we do for that is on Historic Third Street, we also have an application process. Nonprofits from the area can apply, and they can apply to have a kind of like a 10-foot by 20-foot space on Historic Third Street. We get up to 6 nonprofits, and they offer some sort of engaging way to reach the community. So maybe it's like a spin the wheel, maybe it's bean bags, you know, maybe
don't
it's
forget the dunk tank.
The dunk tank. Oh gosh, we have a dunk tank
Enter
on
the
site.
Dunk tank.
Yes.
Well, he's never gone in it, so he can't say.
I like to watch.
He likes to throw things at people sitting in the dunk tank. But so it's for nonprofits. It's just a really fun way to get your nonprofit's message out to the community.
Sure.
That's not, you know, just putting up a tent and handing out a brochure.
And that'll be during Thursdays on First?
That's
or this will
July 13th. So that's Thursday, July 13th, during Thursdays on First on Historic Third Street.
And we're looking for nonprofits to apply for that.
Yep.
So that's basically what we're doing is we're putting out a call out there for any nonprofits interested in it. I believe there's no cost to participate, right?
Yeah, there's no cost to participate.
So it's just a great way to get, you know, your cause out in front of thousands and thousands of people at Thursdays on First and
exactly.
Third.
Exactly. Yep, and I'm taking applications for that, again, on our website. until the end of the month.
And the website is downtownrochestermn.com.
That's
anything
right.
else?
We'll actually be announcing the Thursdays and First and Third band lineup fairly soon.
All
so
right.
keep an eye out for that. Subscribe to our e-newsletter or check us out online. But in short, it's 14 days, 14 dates, 84 different acts, over two stages, over three different time periods, lunch, 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. It's a whole lot of music, a whole lot of free music, and a whole lot of free entertainment. Yeah. So, you know, keep it up for that. Yeah, and a whole lot of fun.
That's right.
All right, so you can keep up to date on all of this and more information on grant applications.
Yes.
And applying your nonprofit if you got a great idea.
Absolutely.
For Thursday, yeah. the 13th of July.
And if you have any questions about any of these things, check out our contact information on our webpage. Happy to talk to you about it.
And what
it.
Is that webpage again?
It's downtownrochestermn.com.
All right. Yeah. Is there a phone number that people can call too?
You yeah. can if you'd like. Yeah. Go
yep.
ahead, Carly.
It's 507-216-9882.
Nobody calls anymore.
Yeah. Well, the phone lines are going to blow up today.
Oh, yeah. probably.
Yeah. I call to check our voicemail.
Good. Andrew, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Rich.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rich.